Matt Nuskas, who's sitting at Borough Voters, will consider an alcohol tax proposition on the October 1st election ballot. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, the 5% tax would be used to offset the burden on borough property owners, but opponents of the plan say it unfairly targets a specific industry.
The ballot wording of Proposition B1 is simple. Shall the Matanuska Sioux City Borough enact an area-wide alcoholic beverage tax not to exceed 5% on sales of alcoholic beverages within the borough? Voters need only to check a yes or a no answer. The issue itself is far more complicated. The proposed alcohol tax was introduced in June by Matsu Borough Assemblyman Steve Culligan. After public hearings, it was approved as a ballot initiative in July. Culligan says he simply wants to reduce the tax obligation on borough property owners, who now foot the bill for most of the borough's expenses. Assemblyman Steve Culligan.
Not a big fan of new taxes. I've had people call me about sin taxes, et cetera. This is a sales tax on alcohol to offset costs that are currently being paid by property owners. And it, for me, it's pure and simple of why should property owners be bearing the full burden. We'll see how the public reacts and go from there.
But the 24-page ordinance covers a lot of ground. Sellers must collect the tax at the time of sale and hold it for the borough. The borough director of finance may conduct audits or investigations into a seller's tax receipts. Violations of the ordinance can result in a $500 fine and a prohibition against further alcohol sales. Dwayne Hart, owner of Knick Country Liquor, a privately owned company with several outlets in the valley, calls the proposition, quote, unfortunate, but he would not go on record for this story. Hart says similar alcohol tax initiatives have failed in the Kenai Peninsula Borough and in Anchorage. The Alaska Academy of Family Physicians and the Matsu Health Foundation have jumped on board in support of Prop B1, citing health reasons. Matsu Health Foundation Executive Director Elizabeth Ripley says her organization has completed a community-based health indicator survey.
And alcohol and substance abuse was ranked the number one issue in 23 community meetings. It was ranked number one or number two 83% of the time. So we have this mandate from our community, our business community, our medical community, our youth, our education community, all ranked alcohol and substance abuse as the number one issue in Matsu.
Ripley says state taxes on alcohol have reduced alcohol-related mortality rates. But critics say there is little in the proposed ordinance's language to indicate how the tax revenue will be spent. The only specific mention indicates the revenues will go into the borough's general fund to be spent on education and area-wide emergency services. Alaska's Cabaret, Hotel, and Restaurant and Retailers Association, or CHAR, represents more than 600 members statewide. CHAR President Dale Fox says there is no assurance that the tax revenues from liquor will be well spent.
Because all of the money goes to the general fund, and the politicians can spend it any way they want to. If the Matsu voters are liberal enough to arbitrarily tax a segment of the society to raise government spending, if that's what they want, then they should vote in favor of this. If not, they should vote no.
Opponents of Prop B1 also say the proposed ordinance would not only lead to higher prices for consumers, but would add to records-keeping burdens for sellers. Not so, Culligan says. He says it's no different from other sales taxes, now already the norm in Palmer and Wasilla.
Most revenue will come from probably within the city limits where most of the activity is, and in that case, it will only be about 2%. It will be the difference of their current sales tax and 5%. They're already collecting sales tax, so I don't think that will be an additional issue. Outside of that area, outside the city boundaries, they will have to, at their cash register, just like any other business, adjust to collect sales tax.
Assemblyman Culligan says the fairest tax of all is a consumption tax. He says the borough will have to cut services unless more revenue sources can be found. Now it's up to Valley voters to decide. Matsu Borough voters go to the polls on Tuesday, October 1st, to vote on Prop B1, a transportation initiative, and on two borough assembly seats. I'm Ellen Lockyer.